Hey friend, I'm Melissa and I'm obsessed with cheering on other women in this thing called life. I'm all about grabbing a cup of coffee, having healthy conversations, and making strong connections with others as we walk through what life brings. I'm a wife, mom of three, multi-passionate mama who is an online health and fitness coach, group coaching program creator, and Massachusetts realtor. The Healthy Connections podcast is here to connect you to other women who have found their purpose in life and are going for it. It's here to connect you with healthier options for your family through fitness to nutrition and to help you in creating healthier connections with your children and those you love. We are creating those healthy connections through conversation, community, and a little bit of that coffee. We want to help you honor the body God has given you physically so that you can overcome what life throws you mentally so that you can shine your light. Sound good? Okay, my friend. Grab that cup of coffee, a jug of water, or a mason jar of kombucha, put on those cozy socks and those yoga pants, and welcome to the conversation at the Healthy Connections Podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Healthy Connections Podcast. Just a reminder to head on over to stan.store/Melissa Hadley Fit with MS. To learn more about my one-on-one wellness coaching, again, that's stan.store/Melissa Hadley, Hadley, Fit with MS, to learn more about that. So over there, I have the one-on-one wellness coaching, my group coaching availability, and my one-month anti-inflammatory meal plan. So go grab that, and thank you to everybody who has already. So three things you're grateful for. Name those things out loud. For me, it's going to be very simple today. It's for doors closing, other doors opening, and for my health. Boom, done. It has been an interesting couple of days, and so I am keeping it short and sweet at that, but still finding the gratefulness within the cloudiness, right? So sometimes we just have to see through the clouds. All right, with that said, are you ready for today's episode? I am going to talk about my top 8 things you can do to make your home less toxic. But first, why is this important? I'm going to give you 3 reasons why reducing the toxic load in your home is incredibly important. There are several reasons why, but here are 3. Number 1, your health. That is the number 1. Many household products contain harmful chemicals, of course, that can negatively impact your health. There's toxins in the air, in water, and products you use daily that can lead to respiratory issues, to allergies, skin irritations, and other health problems. The second reason why it's important is safety. So removing toxic materials from your home reduces the risk of accidents or poisoning, especially in our young children and our pets, who may accidentally ingest harmful substances. So I think of like those Swiffer sweeper things, the wet ones. They are full of toxins, and you're putting them on the floor, and then our dogs walk and they lick their paws, or our kids crawl around and then they're eating with their hands, like all of those things. So that's something to think about. And the third reason why it's super important is for your overall well-being. Creating a healthy, non-toxic home environment can contribute to your overall well-being and making it more peaceful to know that you are reducing your toxic load. All right. So back to the 7 ways that you can do this. Number 1, this is a weird one, but one we may forget. So change your shower curtain. Yeah. So number 1, they tend to get moldy. Mold is, of course, a toxin. But more than that, try to use a cloth shower liner. They do make them, the liners themselves, not just the curtains. And the reason is because the plastic ones contain chemical toxins. When you open a plastic shower liner, when you open that bag, you know how it stinks? It like all of a sudden just smells like plastic and nasty chemicals. That smell is gassing off into your home when you open that bag. So look for a PVC-free shower liner. That's the first tip. Number 2 is to avoid non-toxic Teflon cookware. And yes, that includes your air fryers that are covered with Teflon in the inside. So it's like a little cookbox of endocrine disrupting chemicals that are leaching into your food when you're using it. So when those pans or the air fryer heat up or they get scratched, the chemicals release into your food. So opt for ceramic or bake safe glass. Cast iron and stainless steel are what my family cooks with. So that's number two. Number three, plastic food storage. If you're using plastic food storage, it would be better to use glass for your food storage. I'm sure this is not the first time you've heard this. So I'm sure you've heard of BPAs and BPS and phthalates. If you heat up your food while it's in a plastic food storage container, the heat makes the chemicals in the plastic leach into your food. You do not want that, my friends. So switch over to glass if you can. Number four, switch your beauty and your skincare products. This is where I can help. This is where I have made a huge change recently. So our skincare line with Hue and Grace is non-endocrine disrupting and it's safe for your hormones. It is crazy how many chemicals are in your skincare. So making this small change can really have a big effect, all right? So, and I'm not just talking about skincare either. I'm talking about hairsprays and perfumes too. And definitely stay away from lotions filled with fake fragrance, unless it's like an essential oil. But there is nothing that I am aware of at Bath and Body Works. It's been a long time since I've been there. That has good for you lotion. All right. So stay away from those things. Throw it out if you still have that sun ripened raspberry lotion or that, what was the other one from Bath and Body Works that everybody had? The cucumber melon. Who remembers that from back in the 90s? Get rid of it if you still have it. I'm raising my hand because I don't like to throw things away. And I had a bunch of lotions last year, right up until last year. I'm 43. What the heck? So I just threw it all away. Again, endocrine disruptors that affect your hormones are in these things. So make these small swaps. While we at Hue and Grace don't offer hairsprays or perfumes, we do offer an amazing skincare line. I've had so many incredible results for myself, but also for my clients who are using it. Their redness is going down, their puffiness is going down, some of their markings or discoloration on their skin's going away, their skin just feels better. So we have a skincare line, some body oil, and we have a new body butter that launches this month. So I can get you information on that if you just email me at northstarcoaching4@gmail.com. I can get you some information and get you a coupon code. Again, it's northstarcoaching4@gmail.com. Number five is swap those cleaning supplies. So I can actually help you here too. So keep that email address handy. This, I am obsessed with our cleaning fluid. Again, non-endocrine disrupting, and you can feel comfortable washing your counters and your tables with it. Guys, I think I've mentioned I used to use Windex. Horrible to do. But I didn't know any better. Or I'd use seventh generation that's totally greenwashed. Or I would opt for what I thought was healthier. And at the end of the day, it just isn't. Because they can get away with greenwashing their products, which is basically saying it's all natural and whatnot when it really is not. So you're eating off of your counters. You're eating off of your tables. Your kids are too. So using hormone-safe products is important. So like I said, what is sold as cleaning products to clean our homes may be dangerous to our family's health. There are over, get this, 84,000 chemicals in the world of those cleaning supplies, and only 200 of them have been tested by the FDA. Not that I totally trust the FDA anyway, but that's just me. But it's good to have some, you know, point of control with what is being put, not just in our food, that's a whole nother topic, whole nother episode for a different day, but also what is being put in our beauty products, what is being put in our cleaning supplies, all the things. So again, this is just about awareness and making small changes. Number six, say no to dryer sheets. I tell my husband this all the time, but he hates static cling. So this may seem extreme, but these things are one of the most toxic items in your home. Dryer sheets, one of them. the chemicals used in them then gets absorbed by your clothing and then onto your biggest organ, which is your skin. So use wool dryer balls with essential oils if you must get rid of your static cling. Number 7, right along the line of dryer sheets, ditch the candles, okay? This is hard. The synthetic fragrances and ingredients are incredibly toxic, and some research does indicate that candles can produce toxins that, get this, equals smoking one cigarette. So if you're not a smoker, you could be inhaling the toxins of that equal one cigarette, even though you don't smoke, if you're burning candles. So also, don't even get me started on air fresheners or the fragrance that you spray, what is it, Febreze, or the bathroom spray, I think that's Febreze, and Glade plugins. If you're getting a headache when you walk into a bathroom or you walk into a classroom or your office because something is going like a Glade plugin, if you're getting a headache, that's not good. That's your body signaling, this is harmful to me. This is disrupting my hormones. It's disrupting my endocrine system. Like, that's what your body is telling you. So it's not good. So even if you're not getting a headache right away, it's still not good. It will affect you at some point in some way. It might be because you might see that you can't lose weight or something to that effect. I've talked about this on past episodes, but when you disrupt your hormones in your endocrine system, it is going to show in some way. And so making these small, simple changes is important. What can you do about the candles and the Glade plugins? Throw them out. Don't buy them again, in my opinion. This is just me talking on my podcast about how I feel. But those things are not in my home, and they never really have been. I will say candles have been, but Glade plugins, I always got a super bad headache with them. But choose natural options. So now we use essential oil diffusers or beeswax candles because they're not the same. And those are scented with oils, essential oils, okay? So those are some alternatives that you could do there. So again, just to recap, why is this important? For your health, for your safety, and your overall well-being. And these are the ways that you can make different changes. You want to change your shower curtain, avoid nonstick Teflon cookware. That includes those air fryers. Use glass food storage. Switch your beauty care. Switch up some of your cleaning supplies, and I can help you on the beauty care and the cleaning supplies. Say no to those dryer sheets. Use a wool dryer ball and ditch the candles. Use essential oil diffusers. All right. So that was a nice, quick, bite-sized episode for you. I hope this episode was helpful and educational to you. If so, please share it with your social friends or someone in your life who may need or want to hear it. Until next week, my friend, connect with others with a simple smile, a hug, or a high five, and remember to be well, be kind, and find the happy in the everyday.